From Washington, this is VOA News. A nurse in Spain becomes the first person to contract Ebola outside of West Africa's epidemic. And Hong Kong pro-democracy demonstrators say they have made progress toward holding a dialogue with their government. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. A Spanish nurse who treated an Ebola patient in Madrid has contracted the virus, becoming the first person to be infected outside of West Africa. Spanish health officials said Monday the nurse was part of a medical team that treated a 69-year-old Spanish priest who died of Ebola in a Madrid hospital last month. The priest had been flown back from Sierra Leone, where he became infected. U.S. President Barack Obama said he believes the chances of an Ebola outbreak happening in the United States are extremely low. Mr. Obama said his administration is working on systems of screening airline passengers to identify people who might have the deadly virus. Hong Kong student activists leading a week-long occupation of city streets are set to have more talks with a government official on Tuesday to discuss how to start a dialogue on democratic reform. The Hong Kong Federation of Students says it agreed with the official on several terms of a public dialogue that could begin as early as this week. It says those terms include both sides treating each other as equals and the government being required to carry out any deals reached in the meetings. But the pro-democracy student campaigners say differences remain, such as whether the dialogue will be casual or formal and what kinds of democratic reforms would be on the agenda. Hong Kong's chief executive Leung Chun-ying said Monday his government is sincere in having a dialogue with the protesters on constitutional development. This is VOA News. In many parts of the world, reports on the Hong Kong protests have been competing for top spot in global news programs. But Chinese state media have been limiting their coverage of the demonstrations and following Beijing's position that they are illegal and doomed to fail. VOA's Bill Ide has more from the Chinese capital.
On the streets in Beijing, several people that we spoke with did not even know about the protests. One Beijing resident and his friend told us they did not know about Occupy Central, but began telling us about a recent spike in cases of dengue fever in Guangzhou, thinking that was the news we were referring to. This older Beijing resident, surnamed Liu, says the United States has its own version of democracy, and so does China. He says China's version is both democratic and requires the centralization of authority. If there is democracy but no central authority, then the country will be in chaos, he adds. However, not all were convinced that the protests were bad. One younger Beijing resident, surnamed Wang, says he has seen reports about the protests but really does not understand what it is all about, adding that he would like to know more but cannot seem to find any information about their core demands. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
The new head of NATO says the Western military alliance is concerned about the situation in Ukraine, which recently has seen repeated violations of a ceasefire between government forces and pro-Russian separatists. Speaking in Poland on Monday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg praised the Ukrainian government for, in his words, doing a lot to respect the ceasefire and contribute to a political solution to the conflict. The former Norwegian Prime Minister also said it is important for Russia to use all of its influence to ensure that the separatists also respect the truce. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta says he will transfer power to his deputy while he attends a hearing on his case at the International Criminal Court. Mr. Kenyatta faces five charges of crimes against humanity for allegedly helping to organize post-election violence that shook Kenya in early 2008. Speaking to Parliament in Nairobi on Monday, the Kenyan president said he will honor the Netherlands-based court's summons to appear for the hearing on Wednesday. Kenyatta also said that while he is out of the country, his deputy William Ruto will serve as Kenya's acting president. Well, you can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. I'll be back in 1 hour for another update of the international headlines. This is Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.